The Holy Spirit holds a central and indispensable role within the Christian faith, being recognized as the third divine person of the Holy Trinity, alongside God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. To grasp the profound identity of the Holy Spirit, one must immerse themselves in the sacred texts of the Bible, where numerous scriptures and examples elucidate its divine essence and its paramount significance in the lives of believers. Today, we're going to look at the Holy Spirit of God and seven ways we as believers can walk with Him for our absolute victory. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In the Old Testament, the presence and work of the Holy Spirit are evident from the very beginning of creation. Genesis 1 verse 2 unveils the Spirit's involvement in the formless void as it hovers over the waters, initiating the act of creation itself. This divine presence highlights the Spirit's role in executing God's sovereign will and bringing forth life from nothingness. Throughout Israel's history, the Holy Spirit empowers individuals to carry out God's purposes. In Judges 6 verse 34, the Spirit clothes Gideon with strength to lead Israel against their oppressors. Additionally, in 1 Samuel 16 verse 13, the Spirit comes upon David, signifying his divine selection as king over Israel. These instances underscore the Spirit's role in equipping and anointing God's chosen vessels for specific tasks and leadership roles. The prophetic writings further emphasize the Spirit's influence in guiding and inspiring God's messengers. In Ezekiel 37 verses 1 to 14, the Spirit breathes life into dry bones, symbolizing the restoration and renewal of Israel's fortunes. Similarly, in Joel 2 verses 28 to 29, the prophet foresees a time when God will pour out His Spirit on all flesh, empowering people of all backgrounds and ages to prophesy and experience divine revelation. Transitioning to the New Testament, the Holy Spirit assumes a prominent role in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. At Jesus' baptism in Matthew 3 verses 16 to 17, the Spirit descends upon Him like a dove, while the Father's voice affirms Jesus' divine sonship. This divine manifestation marks the commencement of Jesus' public ministry, empowered and led by the Holy Spirit. During His earthly ministry, Jesus frequently refers to the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete or Comforter, promising to send the Spirit to guide, teach, and empower His disciples. John 14 verses 16 to 17. In John 16 verse 7, Jesus declares that it is to the disciples' advantage that He goes away, as He will send the Holy Spirit to be with them forever. This promise is fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, as recorded in Acts 2, when the Spirit is poured out upon the believers, empowering them to boldly proclaim the gospel. The Apostle Paul further expounds on the transformative work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. In Romans 8 verses 9 to 11, he asserts that the Spirit dwells within believers, giving them life and enabling them to overcome the power of sin. Additionally, in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23, Paul lists the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as evidence of the Spirit's sanctifying presence in believers' lives. The Holy Spirit's identity and significance within the Christian faith are deeply rooted in the biblical scriptures. From the dawn of creation to the establishment of the early church, the Spirit's divine presence and transformative power are evident. As believers, we are called to embrace the Holy Spirit's guidance, empowerment, and sanctification, allowing it to lead us into deeper intimacy with God and active participation in His redemptive mission. These are the seven powerful ways one can walk with the Holy Spirit. 1. Prayer. Prayer is the cornerstone of a vibrant relationship with the Holy Spirit. Through regular communication with God, believers can experience a deeper connection with the Spirit, aligning their hearts with His will and purpose. Scripture emphasizes the importance of prayer in nurturing this relationship. In Ephesians 6 verse 18, believers are encouraged to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. This verse highlights the need for continuous prayer, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and inspire every aspect of our communication with God. Jesus Himself modeled the significance of prayer in His own life and ministry. In Mark 1 verse 35, we see Jesus rising early in the morning to pray, seeking guidance and strength from the Father. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus regularly withdrew to pray, demonstrating the intimate connection He had with the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, prayer is not merely about speaking to God, but also about listening for His voice. In 1 Kings 19 verse 12, Elijah encounters God in a gentle whisper, illustrating the importance of quieting our hearts to hear the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit. Similarly, in Psalm 46 verse 10, believers are encouraged to be still and know that I am God, creating space for God to speak and for the Holy Spirit to impart wisdom and guidance. The Apostle Paul exhorts believers in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 to pray without ceasing, emphasizing the continuous nature of prayer as a means of staying connected to the Holy Spirit. Through prayer, believers can seek direction, find comfort, and experience the transformative power of the Spirit in their lives. By prioritizing prayer and cultivating a listening heart, believers can deepen their relationship with the Holy Spirit, experiencing His presence, guidance, and wisdom in their daily walk with God. 2. Study Scriptures always. Engaging in the study of Scripture is essential for believers to grow in their understanding of God's will and the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Through the pages of the Bible, believers gain insight into God's character, His promises, and His plan for humanity. Scripture itself attests to the importance of studying God's Word. In 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17, Paul writes, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." This passage highlights the divine inspiration and practical relevance of Scripture for believers in every aspect of their lives. Moreover, the psalmist declares in Psalm 119 verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Studying Scripture illuminates the path of righteousness and guides believers in their walk with God. By immersing themselves in God's Word, individuals can discern His will and align their lives with His teachings and principles. Jesus Himself emphasized the importance of knowing and obeying God's Word. In John 8 verses 31 to 32, He tells His disciples, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." By studying and meditating on God's Word, believers come to know the truth revealed by Jesus Christ and experience the freedom found in living according to His teachings. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in illuminating Scripture and guiding believers into truth. Jesus promises in John 16 verse 13, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth." Through the work of the Holy Spirit, believers can gain deeper insights into the meaning and application of Scripture, enabling them to live lives that honor and glorify God. In summary, studying Scripture is vital for believers to understand God's will and the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. By meditating on God's Word, individuals can align their lives with His teachings and principles, experiencing the transformative power of the Holy Spirit as they walk in obedience and faith. 3. Obeying God in all ways. Obedience to the promptings of the Holy Spirit is not just a suggestion, but a vital aspect of the Christian walk. It entails submitting one's will to God's and following His lead, even when it contradicts personal desires or seems challenging. Scripture repeatedly emphasizes the importance of obedience to God's commands and the leading of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus Himself says, "If you love me, keep my commands." This demonstrates the inseparable connection between love for Christ and obedience to His teachings. The Old Testament provides numerous examples of individuals who demonstrated obedience to God's leading, even in the face of adversity. Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Isaac, Genesis 22 verses 1 to 18, and Moses' obedience in leading the Israelites out of Egypt, Exodus 3 to 4, are prime examples of unwavering faith and obedience to God's directives. In the New Testament, the early disciples exemplified obedience to the Holy Spirit's guidance. In Acts 5 verse 29, Peter and the apostles boldly declared, "We must obey God rather than human beings," despite facing persecution for preaching the gospel. Moreover, Jesus Himself modeled perfect obedience to the Father throughout His earthly ministry. In Matthew 26 verse 39, Jesus prays in Gethsemane, "Not as I will, but as you will," surrendering His own desires to the Father's plan for salvation. The Apostle Paul further emphasizes the importance of obedience in Romans 6 verse 16, stating, "Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness?" Ultimately, obedience to the promptings of the Holy Spirit is a reflection of one's love for God and trust in His wisdom and sovereignty. It is through obedience that believers experience the fullness of God's blessings and witness His transformative power in their lives. 4. Fellowship. Fellowship with other believers is not just a pleasant option, but a crucial aspect of the Christian journey. It offers encouragement, accountability, and opportunities for spiritual growth, allowing individuals to experience the presence and work of the Holy Spirit in community. The Bible repeatedly emphasizes the importance of fellowship among believers. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 urges believers to consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. This passage underscores the necessity of gathering together to encourage and support one another in the faith. In Acts 2 verses 42 to 47, the early church provides a model of vibrant fellowship among believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. As a result, they experienced a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. This example illustrates the transformative power of community and the Holy Spirit's work within it. Furthermore, Proverbs 27 verse 17 states, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." Just as iron sharpens iron, believers sharpen and strengthen one another through mutual encouragement and accountability in fellowship. Jesus Himself emphasized the importance of unity among believers in John 17 verses 20 to 23, praying that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Unity among believers not only fosters spiritual growth, but also bears witness to the world of God's love and truth. Through fellowship with other Christians, individuals can experience the diverse manifestations of the Holy Spirit's work in community. Whether through times of worship, prayer, or serving together, believers can witness the Holy Spirit's presence in their midst, strengthening their faith and deepening their relationship with God. 5. Serving others. Serving others in love is not merely a good deed, but a reflection of Christ's character and a channel through which the Holy Spirit operates in believers' lives. Through acts of kindness, generosity, and ministry, believers demonstrate the transformative power of the Holy Spirit at work within them. Scripture provides numerous examples of Jesus' ministry of service and compassion. In Mark 10, verse 45, Jesus himself declares, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus' sacrificial love and servant-heartedness serve as the ultimate example for believers to follow in their own lives. Moreover, in Matthew 25 verses 35 to 40, Jesus teaches about the importance of serving others, saying, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." He emphasizes that whatever is done for the least of these, his brothers and sisters, is done unto him. The early church also exemplified a spirit of service and generosity. In Acts 20 verse 35, Paul quotes Jesus, saying, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This underscores the joy and blessing that come from serving others selflessly. Furthermore, in Galatians 5 verse 13, Paul instructs believers, "Serve one another humbly in love." Serving others not only demonstrates love for God, but also fosters unity and mutual care within the body of Christ. Through serving others, believers open themselves up to be vessels of the Holy Spirit's power and love. As they step out in faith and obedience, God works through them to bring healing, restoration, and hope to those in need. Serving others becomes a tangible expression of the love of Christ and a testament to the transformative work of the Holy Spirit in believers' lives. 6. Walking in love. Walking in love is foundational to the Christian faith, as it reflects the very essence of God's character and allows believers to experience a deeper connection with Him. Through practicing love, compassion, and forgiveness towards others, individuals demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit and create space for the Holy Spirit to transform hearts and relationships. Scripture teaches that love is the greatest commandment and the defining characteristic of a follower of Christ. In Matthew 22 verses 37 to 39, Jesus declares, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This dual commandment encapsulates the essence of walking in love, loving God wholeheartedly and extending that love to others. Moreover, in 1 Corinthians 13 verses 1 to 3, the Apostle Paul emphasizes the paramount importance of love, stating that even the most extraordinary spiritual gifts are meaningless without love. He describes love as patient, kind, not envious or boastful, not proud or self-seeking, not easily angered, and keeping no record of wrongs, 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 5. This description of love serves as a blueprint for believers to follow in their interactions with others. Jesus himself exemplified perfect love throughout his earthly ministry. In John 13 verses 34 to 35, Jesus commands his disciples, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Christ's sacrificial love, demonstrated through his death on the cross, serves as the ultimate example of selflessness and compassion. Furthermore, in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23, Paul lists love as the first and most prominent fruit of the Spirit. Walking in love allows believers to be vessels through which the Holy Spirit works to transform hearts and relationships. As believers extend Christ-like love to others, they create an environment conducive to the Holy Spirit's transformative work, fostering unity, reconciliation, and spiritual growth within the body of Christ. In summary, walking in love is central to the Christian faith and allows believers to experience a closer walk with God. By practicing love, compassion, and forgiveness towards others, individuals exemplify the fruit of the Spirit and create space for the Holy Spirit to work in their lives and relationships, ultimately reflecting the love of Christ to the world. 7. Being led by the Spirit. Living a life yielded to the Holy Spirit is paramount for every believer, as it entails seeking His guidance and direction in every aspect of life. This requires a willingness to set aside personal desires and preferences in favor of God's will, trusting in His leading for guidance and empowerment. Scripture underscores the importance of being Spirit-led in the life of a believer. In Romans 8 verse 14, Paul writes, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." This verse emphasizes the intimate relationship between believers and the Holy Spirit, highlighting the Spirit's role in guiding and directing their lives. Furthermore, Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 instructs believers to trust in the Lord with all their hearts and not lean on their own understanding. Instead, they are to acknowledge Him in all their ways, and He will make their paths straight. This passage underscores the importance of surrendering one's will to God's and trusting in His wisdom and guidance. Jesus Himself serves as the ultimate example of living a Spirit-led life. In John 5 verse 30, Jesus declares, "I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of Him who sent me." Jesus' obedience to the Father's will, even unto death on the cross, demonstrates the utmost trust and reliance on the leading of the Holy Spirit. Moreover, in Acts 16 verses 6 to 7, we see the early disciples being led by the Spirit in their missionary endeavors. The Spirit prevented them from preaching the word in Asia and directed them to Macedonia instead. This example illustrates the importance of being sensitive to the Spirit's leading and being willing to adjust plans and preferences accordingly. Living a Spirit-led life requires continual surrender and dependence on the Holy Spirit for guidance and empowerment. It involves seeking His will in prayer, studying His word for direction, and being open to His promptings and nudges in every circumstance. As believers yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, they experience the fullness of God's plan and purpose for their lives, walking in step with His divine guidance and empowerment. In summary, the Holy Spirit occupies a central and multifaceted role within the Christian faith, serving as the divine presence, guide, counselor, empowerer, transformer, and assurer of believers. Through the scriptures and examples from the Bible, we witness the profound impact of the Holy Spirit in the lives of every Christian, bringing about spiritual growth, empowerment, and assurance of salvation. As the divine presence within the Christian faith, the Holy Spirit is not merely an abstract concept, but a personal and active presence in the lives of believers. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to His disciples as a comforter and advocate, John 14 verses 16 to 17, ensuring that they would never be alone but would have the ongoing presence of God with them. Moreover, the Holy Spirit serves as a guide and counselor for believers, providing divine wisdom and direction in every aspect of life. Jesus assured His disciples that the Holy Spirit would teach them all things and remind them of everything He had said, John 14 verse 26, underscoring the Spirit's role in illuminating the truth of God's Word and guiding believers into all truth. Additionally, the Holy Spirit empowers believers for ministry and service, equipping them with spiritual gifts for the edification of the body of Christ. In Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus promised that believers would receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, enabling them to be witnesses for Him to the ends of the earth. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit serves as a transformer, sanctifying believers and conforming them to the image of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, Paul writes, "And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Through the work of the Holy Spirit, believers experience ongoing transformation and renewal, becoming more like Christ in character and conduct. Finally, the Holy Spirit serves as an assurer of believers, sealing them for the day of redemption and guaranteeing their inheritance in Christ. Ephesians 1 verses 13 to 14 describes the Holy Spirit as the seal of salvation, marking believers as God's own possession and securing their eternal inheritance until the day of redemption. In conclusion, the Holy Spirit's multifaceted role in the life of every Christian is evident throughout Scripture and the history of the Church. As believers yield to the Holy Spirit's guidance and empowerment, they experience spiritual growth, transformation, and the assurance of salvation, ultimately glorifying God and advancing His kingdom on earth.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.